Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
Coming to you for some edification today, as usual. The Lord gave us another day, Sister Amen.
He did, and it was a beautiful day to serve Him and share the gospel.
It was. We went out into the streets. We found the area we're in. We found a nice kind of a downtown river walk.
Yeah.
Right off the ocean, river walk, and then a kind of historic downtown area. And so we went out with the other brethren, and we decided to go and walk and hand out gospel cards and hold gospel signs. So we did that, and we have a post that's going to be linked at the edification area with some audios, videos. We had a lot of good conversations.
Yeah, it was a nice, relaxed atmosphere, people just wandering around.
Yeah.
And so we weren't just wandering, we were on a mission to share the gospel.
But yeah, and I wonder why we like to do this. Two examples I can think of. We're walking with our signs, and a young man fishing's yelling out, "Jesus is the way," and I went out to talk to him on the pier.
He was way out there on a pier.
He was so receptive. He listened, so respectful. Turns out he's kind of a Roman Catholic, but he doesn't practice it. And this young man at 17 knew the difference between believing in Jesus and following. He said, "I'm not really following."
Oh, it was incredible.
It was awesome. So he listened good. And then an older man and a woman, a couple about my age, were Methodists, and they listened for a long time, and I challenged him to go deeper and to see the sin and false ways in the Methodist faith, and he listened, and he walked away and said, "I got to ponder all that." Mm-hmm. So if you wonder why we do that, it's to go forth and tell the truth and get people pointing it in the right direction of what they need.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many people are expecting to run into people talking about the truth of God while they're all just wandering around, wasting their time?
Right. People are fishing. People are just roaming around. They're eating dinner. Some of them are drinking. And all of a sudden, they run into some people that talk to them about eternity.
Yeah.
There's a novel idea.
Yeah, what a gift.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that was an awesome day. And we hope to go and do that again tomorrow. We'll see.
Let's see.
As we move along the gospel road, we have to contend with the weather, which looks like it's going to be bad this weekend, so we're waiting to see, but we find places to preach along the way, so
right. We'll
see if we find one tomorrow. We have a thought for today, and let's see, what are we calling this? Satan aiming for the children, or the youth, the younger generation, really, not just children. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So this wicked culture that we live in is definitely gearing up. We're headed towards the tribulation. We're headed towards Antichrist rising up. And we noticed that the youth, not so much children, but we're talking teenagers and young people in their 20s.
30s.
Mostly teenagers and 20s, not little tiny children.
Yeah.
We noticed something. What did we notice today? We were sitting in a marketplace. We met the brethren in a marketplace. What did we notice today, Sister Amen?
Yeah, we noticed that the younger generation goes right along with all these modern changes of the internet and technology, whereas the older people are really struggling, having a hard time with it, and kind of pushing back and not even going along as far with it. I mean, to a certain point, but enough is enough. They can't even figure out what they're doing. And
yeah, we saw several older people get frustrated having to use computers rather than talking to somebody, and they just turned around and walked out and left. And we noticed the younger people, boop, 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 pressing the buttons, and they did just fine. And it got us to thinking, nothing sinful about that, but it got us to thinking about how the culture is definitely gearing up and training children for what's to come, because the old people that are here today, like me, would never go along with it. The young people are being trained to accept it as normal, and we can talk about some of the things that we're talking about.
Yeah, and the older generation, not going to be long. They're pretty much going to be gone.
Right, I'm going to be gone soon. You're going to be gone soon.
And it's going to be all the ones that are being trained up.
And they're being trained up, and we really believe that things like what happened in COVID was like a training ground, preparing people.
Especially
and so Ecclesiastes 4:13, better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king will no more be admonished. So it's wise that a child, it's good that a child would have wisdom, young people would have wisdom, versus you get an old foolish king. So that's what we're talking about here. Before we give you a bunch of scriptures, here's kind of what we're talking about, how the culture, Satan's kingdom, is preparing young people by deceiving them, really. Ready? Twisted morals. Many of us were raised with a different set of morals. You can never change the morals that we believe in and we know are true. The young people, you can deceive them and change all these morals and move them all around. Things like welfare programs. Oh, you don't really have to get a job. Just get a college education and then loaf off the government. They love to accept that. How about movies and entertainment being accepted? A lot more violence, a lot more wicked, a lot more witchcraft, a lot more new ageism, fashion and vanity. We notice, it's even hitting the old people, but the young people today, I mean, tattoos and piercings and showing themselves off in lewd ways. This is the culture teaching them a different standard that's far from God's standard, and it's been moving and moving and getting worse and worse.
Oh, yeah.
Accepting sexual perversion. That's another one. Whether it's sleeping together before marriage or the gay lifestyle or all kinds of perversion out there. Corrupt theology. A lot of the churches are aiming towards young people, and they lure them in and let them be worldly and carnal, then tell them, Jesus died for your sins. It's okay. Come as you are. You can be who you are. So they easily accept false theology. Why? They don't have any better theology. They haven't been taught. They haven't been trained. They don't have the truth.
They're not seeking.
Yeah. Yep. And then things like computer chips. We read articles all the time where, like, in Europe, they're already putting microchips in people so they can enter nightclubs and just go boop and walk right through the busy, crowded lines. And the youth are ready to, they think it's cool. They're ready to sign up for this stuff.
Yeah, it's just it. Yeah, they all think a lot of this new stuff is, oh, it's all cool.
And yep.
Yeah, they have no clue.
Elon Musk putting microchips in people's brains, and they think that's going to be great. And then the last one, AI, artificial intelligence. The youth are really clinging to this, really accepting it. Oh, it's so cool. I can find out all this information, and they don't see the bigger, bigger problem. And that is, it's like a sentient being. These founders of this AI are literally saying, we're building a godlike entity.
Yeah.
And the youth are just being swept away further from the one true God and being lined up for the deception and the Antichrist to come.
Yeah, if you look at that, artificial intelligence, so they're looking at that, and they know it's artificial, and it's all computer-generated.
Yep.
And then they look at God, and they'll consider him artificial, yep, too, because they don't believe, they can't see.
Yeah, and Satan all the way from the garden. Does God's word really say that? They'll corrupt, they'll pervert it.
Right.
Psalm 14:2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Interesting. So that's kind of what we're talking about. And Proverbs 5:7, hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Now, some of these verses aren't necessarily for children. The children of Israel are called the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. I get that. But we're speaking mostly to young people here.
Yeah.
And so we have some scripture verses that we want to share with you about the coming deception and how we feel like it's definitely aimed at the young people because they can be more easily deceived. Matthew 24, 4 and 5, 11, 24, 37, 39, and 42. I just grabbed a bunch of verses. Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and deceive many. Deceive many. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. So I just read you those verses because it's definitely, we are headed for deception, and we feel like the young people are definitely being trained for the massive deception in the culture that's coming.
Amen.
You got a scripture verse for us, Sister Amin?
Oh, I have a few of them.
Go for it.
We know there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
Let's look at Ezekiel 16, 20 and 21. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured.
Yeah.
Is this of thy whoredoms of a small matter that thou shalt has slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them.
Yeah, so the adults have failed the younger generation because the biblical gospel, the true Savior, moral standards have not been upheld. Mm-hmm. And now Satan is closer to bringing in massive, massive deception. So when God's truth is let down and righteousness is not upheld, what happens? Evil rises in the vacuum. And you just mentioned the word devour. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I really feel the young people are his target because they're naive, they're inexperienced, they know not what's coming upon them. And he's definitely setting a great trap for them as they enter right into the culture, into his playground, as they say.
Yeah.
What else you got, Sister Amin?
Another one. 2 Kings 17:16-17. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger.
Yeah.
So here you go, more deception.
Yep, more deception with the youth, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going, sister.
All right, another one in Psalms 106:37-39. Here we go. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions.
Yeah, so when you talk about sacrificing to idols, okay, we don't literally, in America, in the Western world, sacrifice children, but guess what? You hand them over to television. You hand them over to the video games. You hand them over to access to porn. You hand them over to heavy metal or rock music or all this worldly music. You're handing them over to Satan's territory.
Oh, yeah. You hand them over even to the library with all the books.
Yeah, public school system.
In there,
the college.
School systems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's a good point. You may not be sacrificing their physical body. You're sacrificing their spirit.
Exactly. That's what's going on today.
Yeah.
They just did it a little different.
Amen. You got more, Sister Amin?
I do. I have, those were in the Old Testament, and just a few, like, here's Matthew 18:5-6. And whoso shall receive one such little one in my name, receive me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea.
Yeah. Amen.
And then, here, 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Yeah.
We don't even see that today. I mean, the old men and the old women are, like, reverting back to acting like children.
Yeah, we see 30-year-olds acting like 18-year-olds, and we see 70-year-olds acting like 20-year-olds, meaning covering with tattoos and worldly lives and just all kinds of foolishness. And
what a bad example for the youth to look at the old people, who even nature teaches you, if you're older, you probably should have more experience and maybe more wisdom.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show that's the way it should be. But in this broken, wicked culture, it's not that way. So the youth are being deceived by the old people.
Yeah. Amen.
By many
of
them. I have one left.
One left? Go for it.
Yeah. Luke 21:15-16. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you they shall cause to put to death.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the one with the children.
There's another one that talks about that.
I'm sorry, I grabbed the
children
wrong one,
will betray parents, it talks about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must have missed
verse.
That one. That's the one I was looking for.
That's okay. That's going to happen. So we believe that this culture is setting up for all of that, and the older men and women have failed because they did not seek the Lord and walk in his ways, and now the youth are suffering an even more evil, darker culture headed towards the Antichrist system, and the only light and the only way out is the gospel of Jesus Christ, his light. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and he is our light. And if we don't shine that, that's why we go in the streets to preach it. If we don't uphold that, if we don't defend that, contend for it, guess what? There's no hope for the youth. There's no hope for anybody.
I have one more.
Go for it.
Isaiah 3:12.
Yep.
As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths.
Yeah, when children turn wicked or turn ungodly or turn sinful or turn as the corrupt culture, they tend to lead their parents around. They tend to lead people into further and further more sin. There's a lot of power in the youth today, mm-hmm. and it's not good, because the leadership should be in the elder people that have wisdom and smarts, but that isn't happening today.
Yeah, what's happened is public school system is a big issue with it. They right. take the control from the parents and put it on the child yep. who control the parents.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example. You can't even use corporal punishment yep. on your children.
That's what I was thinking.
They'll go and tell the police, and then the police will arrest you, and the children have power over parents.
Yeah, and then
They got children suing parents.
Oh, yeah.
So the world has been turned upside down. Good's become evil. Evil's become good. And so our whole point is that it's aimed at the youth and the future. They're training them. And it's ultimately going to lead to that mark of the beast system where that one world order, everybody just go along, get along. Let's just all have peace. And you can see that coming. And I will say there is a glimmer of hope. Like today I witnessed to a 17-year-old youth. There are young people that do listen.
Oh,
they see
awesome.
Clear. And we try to reach them with the truth. That's why we go and try to give them a glimmer of hope. And maybe 20 years from now, they'll remember when some street preacher told them the truth, and they'll say, I need to seek after that, because this world's on fire and this world is crazy. So that's why we go. So there is hope. The hope is in Christ. And we do see youth, that a lot of the youth have more wisdom than the older people that are already like gone. They're gone. They're sheared. Their conscience is gone. And there's still some hope for the young people.
Yeah. And I look at my own testimony at 39.
Yep. And me at 45.
I was in, yeah. So there definitely, that God is a God of hope.
Yeah, so if you have ears to hear, there is hope. So final word. Matthew 19:14. But Jesus said, suffer the little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I know this is talking about real small children, but that 17-year-old young man, that the kingdom of heaven is for him.
Yeah.
If he would just seek it and lay down his life and follow it, he could come out of the deception of Satan. He could come out of the deception of this culture, and he could rescue his soul that's in grave peril, lest he perish with all of the darkness that's around him.
Yeah.
So what a joyous thing we get to do, to tell the truth.
Oh, I know. I love it. Praise God.
So we hope that edified you today. Check out that street preaching post we did, street preaching in Stuart, Florida, and then check out, I think we have an interesting video at the top of kind of a interesting scene, and tomorrow we'll go down the road and maybe we'll do some more street preaching at another place and shine the light for the youth, shine the light for the middle-aged people, shine the light for the old people,
right?
All to God's glory.
All
and
of it, them.
Anything else, Sister Roman?
No, I just hope everybody looks for the light and the truth and is a good example for the old people to look down on the younger people. Not down, but to look at the younger people and the younger people to look up at the older people.
Yeah.
And just be a good example all around.
Yeah, to glorify God and come out of this dark world. Mm-hmm. It's set for the wrath of God. Your only hope is to repent and cling to Christ via the gospel, his death, burial, resurrection, his shed blood. Repent and seek it, the new life found in his spirit. And then walk in holiness and obedience. And if you seek that, you're going to come out of the culture. Because the culture is not holy and obedient. The culture is wicked and decadent. And just wait upon the Lord and endure to the end.
Amen.
He's coming.
Yeah, he is.
Death is coming.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And we want to make sure that everybody's ready for it. So, love y'all. Till next time, the Lord lets us come to you once again. Cling. If you're in your youth, if you're old, cling to the gospel, find hope, peace, joy, salvation, and redemption.
Amen. May God be praised.